Butterflies of love once tingled the tummies in the bedroom. Now the only thing fluttering to fly to the belfry brain bats that roost on the dark side of their moon. Those beautiful sap-rising summers of youth spent bathing and basking in the honey-settling heat have all long since given way to listening to a child's grisly greed. Their mind's eye mirrors used to reflect such a lustful light of their soulmate. Today, project to each other the myopic melancholia of a forthcoming fate. So easily they decanted the depression into the children's stain-free souls. They have milksopped the menstruating misery like blood consomme bread rolls. Carefreely they did so carry the fresh-faced countenance of Roe and Doe. Today the darkness belies Bambi's brown eyes, like the conscience of a carrion crow. Their mouth daggers have become so scalpel sharp, they can hardly share a syllable without wounding or cutting out each other's hearts. Ah, the wells of water have all been poisoned dead, and the fertile garden of Eden that lies scorched and fiery red. So tarnished the treasured heirlooms, love lockets, dinner services, and those Welsh-made wedding spoons. Now they sleep in separate beds and live in different rooms. He chats with some exotic chick on Zoom while she makes love to her mills and booms.